Well, we're going to talk about the Fire Prevention Week activities coming up here this morning. Tom Kappel joins us with the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department, and lots of things coming up here, actually, a couple of different weekend events. Got a breakfast this weekend and the big Fire Prevention Week parade coming up not too far down the road. It's a good time.
Yes, starting off this weekend, kicks off Fire Prevention Week, which is next week. We have the Fireman's Breakfast, and it's a free will donation out at the fire station this Sunday from 7 to 1. And we have sausage, eggs, pancakes, juice. So swing on out. It's a great time, and it's a free will donation.
Do you usually get a pretty good crowd for that?
Yes, we do. We get a great crowd. Usually just kind of scatters out throughout the morning when churches get out. Some people come out real early, and other people, you know, it goes till afternoon when other churches get out. So,
mm-hmm. What do you do with the money that's raised? What's that go toward?
We put that towards our fire prevention that we do with the kids the following week. We go to the schools and we go to the daycares and the preschools, and we do the fire truck rides. And we take them out to the station and give them. Do a video with them, and they get to see Sparky and Freddie. So it's a good goes to a very good cause.
Can you talk a little bit about what's involved with the educational part of it? Because it's not just Fire Prevention Week. You're visible all year long, and I know you've got a few full-time members of the staff, but it's largely a volunteer fire department. It takes a lot of time and effort to really put all that stuff into it, to get out there year-round and teach these kids the rights and wrongs.
Yeah, the biggest part is just to make all the kids aware. You know, what should they do? Make sure that they've got fresh batteries in their smoke detectors. And that's kind of the big thing this time of the year is we really promote, you know, go home, check your batteries in your smoke detectors. That's the big thing, because if you get that little bit of into their heads and they go home and do it, it just makes everybody so much safer and a little bit of knowledge of, you know, stop, drop, and roll, and getting out of the house when there is smoke, don't stay in there, get out there and have a common meeting place. That really goes a long ways with these young kids.
Is there something to be said about educating the children so they can go home and educate their parents?
Yes, I think there's a lot to be said for that. And you know, it's just the battery thing. You know, a lot of people forget about them. You don't think about that until they go off or you hear one beeping or whatever. But the kids come home from school and they've got their stuff that we've given them, stickers and the hats and stuff like that. And they tell their parents, you know, the parents obviously ask and they say, hey, do we checked our batteries lately? It's just a good reminder for everybody.
You bet. Well, we know that stuff. We just tend to forget it because we have so many other things rolling around in our minds these days. Let the kids remind us about those important things, too. Can you talk a little bit about this year? Because everybody remembers we had such a dry and hot summer, and it seems like you can't turn on the radio or open up a newspaper these days without seeing some sort of a warning because there's fire dangers all over. That hasn't ended yet.
No, and you know, the farmers are in the field, and the biggest problems, you know, that we've had is equipment. You know, the equipment gets hot, bearings go, you know, it just takes out one little spark, and it's so dry that, you know, it doesn't take long for something to take off. And even when the crops are out now, until we get some moisture in the ground, you know, you got all this top surface stuff from the crops, and it's going to, you know, that stuff will ignite, and it'll travel pretty quick. The grass is really dry, so we could use a good rain, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Have you had a lot of calls like that so far this harvest, or have we kind of been crossing our fingers lucky so far?
We've been very fortunate. We've had a few, but we've gotten to them fairly quickly, so knock on wood, we're hoping we get through safe and nobody gets hurt this year.
You know, we've been relatively fortunate over time. We haven't had a lot of deaths involved in some of the fires that have broken out. We've had, of course, nobody's immune to that, but we haven't had a glut of them like we've seen in some other places. But it doesn't take much, does it? Especially if it's in a neighborhood or in a part of town where you have older structures that, you know, just might be tinderboxes at times.
Yeah, and it's just the way that, you know, the every house is built differently in the apartment complexes and in the residential stuff. So you know, if we have an idea of how a structure is, you know, typically we can get in there and get it put out pretty quickly. But you know, it's just timing. You got to hope that, you know, if nobody's home, somebody sees smoke or the people are in the house, they get a quick call, you know, instead of trying to mess with it themselves, because it doesn't take long for one to really get going.
Yeah, well, and in the absence of any kind of codes for such a long, long time, you never know what kind of electrical wiring you're walking into in different places. But, you know, one of the other dangers, too, you never know what's inside. And I'm not necessarily talking just about people. I'm talking about other flammables, a gas can or, you know, all kinds of different things, a can of varnish or something. You never know what you're going to run into that really could make the situation worse.
Yeah, and you know, that's usually, you know, if homeowners are around, we try to find out, you know, is there anything, you know, especially like garage fires, people keep you know, gas tanks in there, they have gas cans, they have propane tanks. That stuff, we, you know, you really got to watch out for, and so if people are around, that really helps. But you know, we get into, you know, you get into situations where you got to get in and you got to get it put out, and you just hope that everybody gets in and out safely.
Well, it's a community effort. The community's been pretty supportive over time of the Atlantic Fire Department, haven't they?
They've been great. Atlantic and the surrounding communities really do a great job of supporting their fire departments. Pretty much for the most part, it's all volunteers. So the guys are out there, you know, day in, day out, middle of the night, whatever. You know, if we get a page, we're up, we're going. So, and they don't ever ask for much in return. So it's nice that everybody does stand behind and back the fire departments the way they do.
Yeah, well, it means so much, too, to be able to have the ability to raise the money, to have the equipment and the proper training to be able to do the job. And, you know, it does have a direct, even financial effect on us, too. Your insurance rates are largely based on the quality of your fire department, how well they're funded and trained and all those kinds of things. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that web.
Yeah, and the training that goes into it now is just incredible. You know, the state's making us mandate and more training hours, so we have to get CEUs for training, and also on the EMS side, they mandate we have so many CEUs for that. So it's the state's asking for a lot from volunteers, and for the most part, you know, there's a lot of guys that they like to do it, and they're going to do it, and we'll keep going as long as we can.
You bet. Well, that's part of what Fire Prevention Week is all about, is to educate not just the do's and don'ts, but also what's all involved in that. And, you know, it's never a bad time to recruit for new volunteers either. And that's one of the reasons you have something visible like the Fire Prevention Week Parade. It's been several years now since it's been revived, and it's been well attended by the public. It's been well attended by other fire departments and other groups. What can folks look forward to this year?
Well, we actually have a really good to kick off the parade, we're going to have down at the chamber, they're having their cook-off that night, and we got two drill and drum corps coming back this year. We've had the one was down there last year and did a performance, and then we also got, which is the Salem Stepping Saints, and then we also got back, will be the second time that they've been to Atlantic for our parade, is the Icerettes out of Des Moines, and they're a phenomenal drill and drum corps. It should be very nice, and that's going to be down at the depot at 5 o'clock. They're each going to do a performance while the cook-off, while they're serving food down there. So anybody who's out and about, swing down and see them, because it's really a neat, neat deal. And then after that, then they're going to go through the parade. They'll each go through the parade a couple of times. So get your spot on Main Street or Walnut Street and get your chairs out, and it should be a great night. Hopefully the weather hangs out, and I think the participation we've always gotten from the other fire departments has been great, and hopefully we get the same thing again this year. And in the community, anybody who wants to put something in, you're more than welcome to. Lineups at starts at 4 o'clock at 3rd and Olive, so just go down to 3rd and Olive and they'll guide you down to lineup. And we always get a great, great parade because we have great support and a lot of people put stuff in there, and it really makes for a great evening.
A lot of good stuff there. I don't know, one of my favorites is to see some of the old vehicles and some of the old, sometimes they call them vehicles, sometimes they're just pull carts that the fire departments used to use. It's amazing to see some of the old equipment, and boy, it's a good thing we're not using that anymore.
That's right, yeah, and it really is neat to see a lot of that stuff, and a lot of departments take a lot of pride in their equipment. You see a lot of new stuff, and departments are really, really proud of that stuff, and they have a reason to be. It's the new technology, and it's the newest stuff that they're using right now. So, and I know on Chestnut, on Main Street there, in front of Floor to Ceiling there, we're going to have Jim Fields is going to be announcing the parade. So if you want to hear what's going through, we collect cards. So everybody puts their information on a card, and he'll be announcing it right there. So if you want to know what's going through and what it is, sit up there in the middle of Main Street, and you should be able to hear what everything is coming down the street.
Yeah, always a good time. And for folks who want to participate in that, again, the lineup starts at what, 4, 4:30?
4 o'clock. It will start at 3rd and Olive. Just go to 3rd and Olive. Any of the dance groups, Cub Scouts, whatever, please just take your kids to 3rd and Olive, and we'll get them down to where they need to the floats or where they're going to be walking in the parade. And then the parade will start at 6 o'clock, and hopefully have a great evening for the parade.
And again, that's coming up on Saturday, October 13th. And prior to that, coming up this Sunday, October 7th, is the breakfast. Come on out to the fire station.
Yeah, just come on out, and if you guys want to walk around some of the equipment, walk around the fire station. There's a lot of neat stuff in the fire station. There's a lot of pride in there, from trophies to stuff that the guys have done, you know, many, many, many years ago. Old equipment and stuff in the cases out there. So come out, and you know, if you want a tour, ask one of the guys. They'd be happy to walk you around and show you the fire department. And you know, Atlantic's very fortunate. We have a very nice fire department and nice equipment, and we'd be happy to show it off.
Great. Tom, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for everything you guys do.